This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You hear them on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. They're killing it in the morning here on 98.7 ESPN New York between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. And Keyshawn's nice enough to join us here on the K Show. It's Don LaGreca, buddy. How are you?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for agreeing with me with Superstitious by Stevie Wonder. You saw my tweet, right? And I just couldn't believe that it was listed at 230 of the top 770 songs of all time. Come on. That's a top 20 easy.
Yeah, but, you know, the people probably putting that thing together is probably 17 years old.
No, I think they're too old. I think they might be in their 80s or 90s. I think it went the other way. But
yeah, probably
whatever.
That could be the case, too.
So how the morning's going? It's sounding great.
Good. It's different, but it's good. I mean, obviously I did the mornings in L.A., and so it's so weird because waking up in L.A. early, basically the same time, I probably get up 30 minutes earlier, 30 minutes in the studio earlier than I did in Los Angeles, but it just seems like it's way earlier, right? I mean, it's like nobody on the streets, at least in L.A. when I'm driving, there were people on the highway. I drive out here in the morning coming in, it's like there's zero people on the streets. It's so weird. And I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the pandemic and people are gone. Where in Los Angeles, I have been waking up so early in the morning for the last 4 years that there was people on the road actually going to work. So I think when we get out of this thing in a year from now, whatever the case may be, the streets will be crowded at that hour of the morning.
Joe Douglas said that he was ticked off that all the prognosticators are picking a lousy season for the Jets. He backed off it when we had him on earlier today. Somebody probably got in his ear. But, you know, the first instinct, I think, was the right one. Did you pay attention to what we said in the media? Did you use it for motivation if something negative was said or done?
No, because, and don't take this the wrong way. you guys are like, and I'm part of it to a degree, you're stupid. Why would I pay attention to stupidity? Right? I mean, think about it. Why would I as an athlete pay attention to what the bobbleheads are talking about?
So if Joe Douglas meant that, is that him just trying to use it as motivation, or do you think maybe he respects us a little more than you did?
I think he's probably sensitive of everything that's going on with the Jets, you know, trying to get out of their own way. He played, so he knows better. Why would I pay attention to you and the fans? As once famously Bill Parcells said, and I'm sure a couple other coaches have said this, if I start listening to you, I'll soon be sitting with you.
That's right.
So even though I'm in the media and it's like a contradiction, right, of what I'm saying, as a player, I didn't give two hells about what you said because you 9 times out of 10, you were completely wrong. Mm-hmm. Even if you had an inside scooper that wanted you to have some dirt, you had it wrong.
So it doesn't get used as bulletin board fodder. It's just because it's just not coming from a place that you can have really any thought about.
No, because think about it. If I go out there and I ball, I'm not balling out because you said I wasn't very good. Because that's who I am. And I finally clicked, or we finally got it going. If I decide to win a championship this year, it's not because the media about how I'll be.
Right. But it's so weird,
though. If that was the case, it'll be every team in New York outside will be balling.
I know, but it's so strange. Remember when Herman Edwards got the Shrek ears and put them on, saying nobody respects us? But it gets used so much, so it's just got to be a ploy, right? It has to be.
I mean, coach, front office people do stuff. I guess they think maybe it helps fuel players. Think about it. You saw me. You covered me. You know, oh, he's a lightning rod. He's a Meshon. He's a this. Don't Corbett, Keyshawn sucks. Like, I'm not paying attention to that. That's like, seriously? You really honestly think that I was going to bed at night, oh, my God, New York fans don't like me. I got to play better.
Not you. I did cover you, and you would be the last person that I would think that would react like that. We're talking to Keyshawn Johnson, his weekly spot here on the Michael Kay Show. You can hear him 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday here on 98.7 ESPN New York.
The only thing that they got to do is they got to go out there and put it together, regardless to what is being said about them. They got to go out there and play. Adam Gates has got to finally coach. You got a job. You got to go coach, man. Joe Douglas has got to go find some players and put a roster together. You can't worry about what we're saying about you and your team, because if you go, 3-13, now what?
Exactly. Now what? I think some heads might actually roll. Now, everybody wants to point to the positivity of the 6-2 close to last season. Can you build momentum from one season to the next, or is it just a completely different animal once training camp starts?
You absolutely can, 100%. I think that when you look at it, you've got to just continue to build off of last year, even though you may lose some staff, you may lose some players. There's no Jamal Adams, but that person that was there with Jamal, behind Jamal, has to now pick up where Jamal left off. Whatever that positive run or two was for Le'Veon Bell, he now has to get back to that, wherever that was at the end of the season last year. I mean, that's how teams, and that's how you're supposed to look at things. You're not supposed to sit there and go, oh, well, we're going to be 3-13 this year. No, you take off what you had last year, build on it, and get better. That's when teams get better every single year. When you're not getting better, you're only getting worse.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to ask you, just as a former player, Brian Cashman talked to the Yankees today. He never goes on the road. He actually went on the road to talk to the Yankees about their struggles. What kind of pressure does that put on a team that after you have that player-only meeting or somebody from the organization comes down and talk to you of that feeling of pressure, now we have to turn it around because of the meeting and the way the organization perceived it?
That player-only meeting and front office people talking to you, I never bought into that as a player, and most of my teammates never paid any attention to that on all the teams that I ever played on. It just doesn't resonate. Like, we understand and we know what got us in this position. We don't need you coming down with your fancy suit trying to tell us what we need to do. That's what we got coaches for. And that's why we self-check and self-evaluate. We're not asking you to come and give us the old pep talk. Doesn't the rah-rah speech. Doesn't work. Now, maybe different in baseball, but I can guarantee you front office people coming downstairs in football doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
And even in baseball, because you just mentioned that's what coaches are for, I felt that it was kind of a shot at Aaron Boone, the manager. If the general manager's got to talk to the team, that kind of sends off a vibe like, well, the manager's not doing it the right way.
Yeah, I've never been one. Any of the teams that I've ever played on ever had the front office people address our teams as a professional. And when they tried to, they got a big tongue lashing from the head coach.
Okay. Well, you, I'm sure Parcells would not have been happy.
Oh, no. Bill wasn't having him when Jerry Jones tried to come and address the team in one time in Dallas. That was embarrassing. I wish I had a video phone back then where I could videotape, because that one there, that was one for the ages.
Can you clean it up for us? Exactly how did it go down?
Well, he just basically came in. I think we had won a game or something, and we won, and he came in talking about we're on our way or something, and Bill just lit into him in front of the entire team. And we was like, let out the big cat. It was like, oh, my God, he just went off on him.
And did you find yourself respecting Parcells more for it?
No, because we already knew who that was. We knew that was Bill. I think Jerry might have had a few, in the box and came down excited.
Well, if he didn't know Bill then, he probably got to know him after that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Man, thank you. But we'll talk to you next week, and we'll have some games to analyze. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for football.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, buddy. We'll listen to you in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.